Zog de Mishnah daf chav zayin amud beis. Kol ha-yoytze min ha-eitz, ein madlikim bo yale pishton. That means, now we're going back to the psulei psilois. We had psulei shmanim and psulei psilois. When it comes to wicks, it has to be a wick that absorbs the oil well. So kol ha-yoytze min ha-eitz, when you're going to refer to wicks that derive from trees, only pishton, only linen, only flax is the only thing that could be used for something that derives from a tree. Zog Rashi right away, Lasas pila mi canvus ubeget canvus mitzema gefen. Ein madlikin ela pishton. That means you cannot use, Zog Rashi, canvas, ubeget canvas mitzema gefen. Tzema gefen we know is cotton. Now cotton is one of the best wicks. By Hanukkah candles, it always says 100% pure cotton. Cotton lights very well. So, in cotton, the chur is yoytze min ha-eitz. So, Tosfos Bavon is kasha. Zok Tosfos on the bottom. Fek Tosfos. Tosfos di ma-masa kol ha-yoytze min ha-eitz. Zok Tosfos. Pirsh bekuntes le-el, kogoyim bekamdus v'tzeme gefen. Ve'eni gala ben ha-tam. Dim kenye osa la-hatlik boy. If the only yoytze min ha-eitz is only pishtin, only linen, only flax. So that means canvas will be also, cotton is also, umaisim b'chol yoyim, shemadlikin b'tzema gefen, v'gam toiv mo'id lepsila, like we do. It's the best azach. V'oy meri, v'adem mutla hadik b'canvas b'tzema gefen, it's posher that's mutla. De'enam yoytzim in ha'etz elo zerahu. It's not called a tree. Cotton are bushes. They're zera. It's not called a tree. Right? They picked cotton. You picked it from the floor. It was picking cotton. It's a shame zera. It's not called an eitz. The Mishnah is saying from the eitz, it's the barks. It's only thing that can only be used as pishton. Any other tree, you want to use the threads that you can take from behind the bark, that's no good. Cotton, canvas, tzemegefen, zoktei savada is good. The mice in haloch and reish samach dalet, so the Mishabura brings over dear b'shem el yirabah that we're takam madlik with tzemegefen, like we do today, cotton lights very well. But by canvas we machmir. Canvas we machmir. That's what he says. And Tosfos fears those be'etzim pishtun is also min zera, like canvas. But the reason why the Mishnah has to say that it's excluded from the regular eitz that it cannot use is because the Torah calls it eitz. Mi'ikri shun de'ikri eitz. Like it says by later on the Gemara's Minei Posik, v'atit v'neim b'pishtun eitz. So that's the chiddush. Azok the Mishnah nochem alkol yoytzim in eitz. Anything that's yoytzim in eitz, man likem ela pishton. V'chol yoytzim in eitz, einoy mitame tumas olim ela pishton. Once we're talking about pishton, we're saying another din. Anything that's yoytzim in eitz is no tumas oilim. Tumas oilim means not just that the mace is in the bias. So it's mitame, anyone in the bias, as oil, I'm together in the same oil with a mace, but the oil itself becomes tome. Like the Pasuk says, Rashi brings ela pishton shaf oil tome kirchsi v'hiza alaha oil. When you maza anything that becomes tome tumas oil, the oil itself you have to maza also shlishi v'shvi tumas shiva on the oil itself. So avdem zok the Mishnah v'chol yoytzim in ha'etz, any roof, any oil that's yoytzim in ha'etz is not metame tumas oil. You don't have to have hazar shlishi v'shvi ela pishton. Pishton is an exception. Pishton is an exception when it comes to psulei psilois of eitz cannot be used. Psilois are no good, but pishton could be used. And the tumas oil that goes on the oil itself that you have to be metaher, shlishi v'shvi, a mace that's in it, all anything that it's derived from a tree is not metame tumas oil. Mashenken pishton is metame tumas oil. And the Gemara is going to learn from Zeres HaKosuv, the Yisoid of Mishkan is oil. Mishkan was called the oil, and over there there was pishton because sheish moshzar is pishton. That's going to be. There is metame tumas oilim, but we're talking about now being metayer the oil itself. I've added it tumas oilim anything that's under oil with someone else. And oil means any roof, but this din that you metayer the oil itself, that is only by pishton by yoytzim and eitz. That means if you have wood, you don't have to metayer the wood. If you have another material. From that yoytzim min ha'etz, you don't have to mitah. But min ha'etz, the only exception is pishton. We'll see soon the makor of oil is takah going to be mishkan. Zog Rashi, Einu etametum is oilim im osom hen oil, vahameis tachtov, have a kishar bias, veinzoch lahatvila oil atzmoi, the le kibel tuma ele kelim shetachtov. The kelim shetachtov avada mekabel tuma. We're not saying that it doesn't have a shame oil to mektame what's in it. That avada we're not saying is exes akosuv. But we're just saying in the etzim taris oil, it's only negeya to pishtun. Now, l'chore, it's mechubel karka. Mechubel karka is never mekabel tuma. So we're talking about over here that it was really something that was immovable, a metaltal. And you placed it on top of it. So Mela doesn't have a regular din of chiburin. Today it's mechubur. And the chiddush is that this type of chibur by Pishtun is still metame. That's how Tosfos learns the sugya. Zog the Gemara, menolon de Pishtun ikhe'eitz. You're telling me that there's no such thing as eitz except for Pishtun. That's metame, and in those things as eitz that can be used as a psila, except for a pishtun. So pishtun is called an eitz. Where do we know that from? Omer mazuta domakro vihi helsom hagogo vatit mneim bepishtei ha'eitz. As it says in the psukim in Yeshua by Rochav Azoyne, vatit mneim bepishtei ha'eitz. She hid them bepishtei ha'eitz. So the pishtun amongst the flax trees. So we see pishtun, the flax is called flax trees. Pishtun ha'eitz. So mele, it's considered eitz. So he says it might even be a zera, but the ma'aseh it's called eitz in the pasuk in Yeshua. So the Gemara vayoytz min eitz mitamet tumas olam el pishtun. Minolon, how do we know that there's a tumas oil that you have to mitar the rooftop itself only by pishtun? Omer Rabbi Loza goma oil mi mishkan. The mekor of oil is mishkan. Why? Ksiv Hochet says over here. And right afterward it says, Vihizo Allah oil, this is the parsha of Tumas oil. Uksiv Hosom, Vayifroi says, oil Allah Mishkon. And it says over there, Odom Kiyomus by oil, we learn Tumas oil. Now, Odom Kiyomus. Uksiv Hosom, and it says, Barakomas a Mishkon, Vayifroi says, oil Allah Mishkon. He's putting the oil on the Mishkon. Mala halon shel pishton, korui oil, over there, it's pishton. Why? Because there was yirios, and there was the only yoytzim in the eitz over there was pishton. Kirchsev es yirios sheish moshzor. Sheish moshzor means linen. So that's pishton. So the only yoytzim in the eitz that you had over there was considered pishton. So if you're going to discuss yoytzim in the eitz to be called oil, there's only one oil that we know. That's whatever was in the Mishkan. So whatever that was made, it was Iris Elim, Tchoshim, but it was also Sheish Moshzor. So the only Yoytzim in the Eitz that we know about that was considered oil in the Mishkan is linen, is Pishton, Sheish Moshzor. So Mela, just like over there, Malalon shall Pishton kogu oil, Afkan shall Pishton kogu oil. So Mela, the only Yoytzim in the Eitz that's considered an oil is only Pishton. Frag di Gemara, Imalahalon shall Zurin v'chutin kofu vav. If you want to compare it to the Mishkan, over there, every thread was made out of six threads together, and that was one thread. It was Shazur, Shisha, Kofel Vav. So, V'chut and Kofel Vav. So, maybe that's the only thing that's going to be Metame, Tumas Oilim. If it's a type of roof that is an oil of Pishtan, Shazurin, and Kofel Vav, Tamaloyma, oil, Riba. Oil, Riba, there's a special Ribui that it says oil again. And the special Ribu of oil, Riba is telling me that it doesn't need that requirement of Kofel Vav. Zagmali oil riba. So if once you're being married, that it doesn't need that requirement. So then it doesn't need the requirement of pishtun in the first place. So I feel like call me linami. So maybe be married other things too, even if they weren't in the mishkan. Once you're saying that it's a ribui, that it doesn't have to be like the mishkan. So Gemara im king zereshava my hanilei. So what's this zereshava of zayis teres adam zayis atera adam kiyomis ba oil and vayivas as oil? We are comparing tumas oil to what was in the mishkan. If you tell me it is a ribui that doesn't have to be like the mishkan, so then what's the zereshava for? So it comes out on the one hand, we have oil, riba with marbet that doesn't have to be shizurim and kofel shisha. And Tosfos extends it that doesn't have to be tzemer and pishtum together. Pishtum alone is also metame oil. And in addition, we also have the gzer shova that tells me that only that which was in the mishkan is metame oil, meaning exclusively pishtum, yoytzim, and eitz. And not any other yoytzim and eitz, metame betumas oil, only pishtum. That's the only exception. Frag the Gemara, once you're being marba and you're learning out from the Mishkan, ve'eim emala halan kroshim, afkan kroshim. I found you something else that's yotzei min eitz. You're telling me the only yotzei min eitz is only pishton, but any other yotzei min eitz is not matamet mizoylim. Well, the tfanos were made out of kroshim. Kroshim is eitz, right? So if the kroshim were eitz and the tfanos is a chelik of the oil, Tosfos explains imal alan kroshim zok Tosfos. The stam oil, the last line of Tosfos, the stam oil kori imakisu v'matfanos. Oil is all inclusive. So ibazoi learn out that there's another eight yotzim and eight that should be mitamet tumas oilim. They have to mitire as oil shlish and shvi on the oil itself. When it comes to wood koshim, so the mother be'ema malal and koshim afkan koshim. Oh my kosh, shedin pasuk v'asisa koshim la mishkan. It says you make the koshim for the mishkan. So that means that the Mishkan kogui Mishkan, vein koshim kogui Mishkan. The pasuk clearly defines the koshim as for the Mishkan. That means the Mishkan is not the koshim. Yes, Tosfos says that the oil is the tfanis too, but the Torah Behedi is saying that the Mishkan is not the koshim. The koshim are for the Mishkan. So, Mel, if you're learning out the mekor of oil is the Mishkan, as the Mishkan is called as Mishkan oil moyed, so Mela, the koshim are not considered tumas metamim ba oil, only the pishtan is, as the koshim Behedi are not part of the Mishkan. In fact, if that's the case, if Kroshim the Mishkan makes the Kroshim not part of the Mishkan, so oil. It says you have the Oiris Elam Adomim, you have the Michse Oiris of Troshim Milmalo. That means you have the Oiris of Pishtim, you have the Oiris of the Izim on top of that, and you have the Oiris of Troshim on top of that, which is the Michse. So Ibazoi, if Michse La Oil makes it that it's not part of the oil itself, so Ibazoi Alamiyatav Asisa Michse La Oil, Hochanami, Michsela ikri oil. So it should not be called the oil either, that michse of the iris. That means that which the Torah calls osisa michsela oil, the michse of the iris should not be called an oil, because it's called michsela oil. And if that's the case, oibazoi, that means the iris, even of behemoth tahiris, should not be considered an oil. So what's bichal the next bayah? If even iris behemoth tahiris is not called oil, so what's Rabbi Loza asking?
Elohod the boy Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza asked the following question. Or behemoth tameya, if you have the hides of a behemoth tameya, maushi tameh ba'oil ames, does the or of a behemoth tameya also have a tumas oil? By yoytz min eitz, we said only pishtin. But or behemoth tameya, is that metameh ba'oil ames? That was a question that he asked. Maybe only behemoth tameya. What's the question? Hashd or behemoth tameya lo metameh? If the whole makor is mishkan, and the third layer we said was oiris, yiriyas, izim, which are oiris, is not metameh because it's called oil, v'asisa michsel oil. So we see that third layer is not considered oil. So if a behemoth tahir is not considered oil, and that's the makar is mishkan, so you're asking a question about behemoth tameya, hashtar behemoth tahir lo mitama. Because it's only called a michsel oil, it's not called the oil itself, so ar behemoth tameya mi boya, what's bichal the question that the blaza asked, is ar behemoth tameya mitama? Zog the Gemara, no. Shiny hosom, the reason why the or behemoth tahira, even though it's called michsela oil, which would imply that it's not an oil itself, over there it's different. Shani hosom, the hoder ahad reikro. Over there the pasuk again puts it back again and calls it an oil, the chsiv. V'nos ves yirios ha-mishkon, ves oil moyed. Michseyu michse ha-tachas ha-she'olov. Makish elyin le-tachtohin. It's called oil moyed. The lower layer. So you're comparing the elyon, michseyu michse ha-tachas ha-she'olov. And the mikse that's on top of it. Ma tachten kovo oil. The tachten is called oil because it says oil moyed. That is oil. So ma tachten kovo oil. Af elyon kovo oil. So the elyon is called an oil. So a mela, even though on the one hand it says vasisa mikse la oil, which would imply that the mikse itself is not an oil. But the hadre ka, the Torah clearly compares the elyon to the tachten. It says vasa oil moyed mikseyu u mikse atachas hasha'olov. So we're clearly saying that the other coverings are compared to the lower one. So the tachten is called oil, the elyon is called oil. So a mela, that's now he has a baya. So we're going to see in the latest next sugya if the tachas itself is a behemoth tahira tumeya. But he had a baya. Akaponim or behemoth tahira is considered an oil because the tahira is a hadre and it's called mikseu mikse tachas hasha'olov. So now there was a baya. What about or behemoth tumeya? There's a very interesting question that's brought down in the Das Kenim on Pasha Shmini, and also the Torah brings this ala Torah that we know Nodav Aviyu. They were Mesu Bifnim. Now, if they were Mesu Bifnim, we're talking about it in the Mishkan. If they were Mesu Bifnim, that means there's a Tumas oil right now that took place because they were Mesu Bifnim. And if there's a Tumas oil and the whole Makar is Mishkan, that means the Mishkan itself should have been not functioning for 7 days. And it would have to be Matar. We don't find anywhere that there was a Tire that took place for 7 days, Hazar, Shlisha, Vishvi, on the oil itself. As I affect the Tur, as I affect the Daskenim, Baliatesis, Shonim asked this question. We don't find anywhere by Misa Nadav Aviyu that they were Matar the Mishkan. The Mishkan itself should have become Tumas oil that you have to have Hazar, Gimel, Vizayin on the Mishkan itself. So the Tur Alatari wants to say that since it says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisu. So Memela, it's considered Kavua, since they cannot budge, even though Lamaisi was took came apart. But since they couldn't budge, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, it's Kavua, that's Amakabal Tumah. We had before, and Taisus discusses, what are we talking about the oil? It's something that was metalted, that was placed afterwards as a tent. So it's Karaka, it's not Mechuber, yes Mechuber, the Ban and Taisus are on the base. But over here we're saying the Mishkan is even more. The Mishkan itself is Mechuber so much so, it's Kavua, because it can't budge. So it can't even come apart, even though it came apart. It's only Api Hashem, so Mel is not Mechabatuma. And that's where we don't find any Hazaz, Gimel, Bezayin on the Mishkan, on the covering. Itself, we're not discussing about that never becomes Tomei. The question was, there's no Azor on the walls. The Azor was on the oil itself. Does the oil itself require Azor's Gimel Vishvi? So, frankly, we're showing him, we don't find any way to Mishkan even Mitar, the covering. The Teretz is because it's Kavua, it's Amakabal Tumah. Even though there were Mesu Bifnim inside, and it should have, and it was a din oil, whoever was inside with them. Whatever is in there should become Tomei. A din oil it has. Just the din of Tyre's Gimel Vizayin, it doesn't. Maybe. Seeing the same kasha of the tour. We don't find Hazaz Gimel Vizayin. We don't find the Tevil Kelim. Zakti Mal Gufa Boy Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza asked the question: Gabi Or Behemet Tmeya Or Behemet Tmeya Maushi Tame Tumas Oyalin. Does Or Behemet Tmeya have a Tumas Oyal or not? Michael be Baile Om Ravada Barava. Tachash be me Moshe, come by the Tachash. This animal, Tachash, wondrous animal, we're going to see soon in Amud Beis, one horned. So was this a behemoth Torah or not? So if it was a behemoth Tmeya, then we have a riot that behemoth Tmeya is metame be'oil, or behemoth Tmeya is metame be'oil. If it was a behemoth Torah, then Dafka behemoth Torah is metame be'oil, and behemoth Tmeya would not be metame be'oil, because Tachash was a behemoth Torah, so there's no riot for behemoth Tmeya.
Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Yosef, Maite Rabayalei, Tanino. State clearly we learned in a Braisa, Lo Hichshulam Lech Shemayim, Elo Or Behemoth Torah Bavad. It had to be in a Torah, behemoth Torah. Because you cannot use Melech Shemayim for the Mishkan, only behemoth Torahs. Masiv Rab Abba, Rab Yuda Oimer, Shnei Mikzayis Hoyu. There were two coverings. Erechel Oires Eilim Adamim, Erechel Oires Troshim. So there were two separate coverings. Famous Machloekes Rabbi Nechem Yoimer Mikse Echad Hoyer. It was one covering that was split into half. One half of it was Oires Eilim Adamim, and the other half was Oires Troshim. V'doimer Kmint Le'ilon. And this Tachash looked like an animal. It's a Tomedic animal. It's Le'ilon. And it is colorful, very colorful animal. V'doyim k'mit le'ilon. Zok drashi t'le'ilon, chayet mehi umenumeres begvanim. So if this was doyim to t'le'ilon, v'ot le'ilon tomehu. So ibazoi, the tachash must have been a behemoth t'meya. Because why would you compare it to a behemoth t'meya, to a chayet t'meya, if it's not tomeh? If it's kosher, you're going to compare it to a doyim t'le'ilon. So it must have been a behemoth t'meya. Soy bazoy, we have clearly a raya, not like that, that they used even melech shemayim, something that's not tahar. Zog mo hochi koma, kemint le'ilonu. It's only like the min of le'ilon, sheyesh begvanim harbe. We're only comparing it to the fact that it's colorful. Veloit le'ilon. But it's not mamish like it's le'ilon. Dilu asam tomei bachatar, but le'ilon mitachash was tar. So now we still have the baya. What's the din by orbeh mitmeya? Is it mitame oil or not? Meaning, do you have to have azon in or not? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef Ihochi. Zog Rashi Ihochi Siatihi. I'll bring you a raya that's the pshat that the Tachash is doim letele ilon the gabi the fact that it's mine gvanim different colors. Hane the metal megaminon. The tagum taiches Tachash sasgoino. Sasgoino is a lotion of shesos begvanim harba. Sasgoino. Sas begvanim harbe. It's joyous because it has the beautiful colors. The oilam it's a mintar. The comparison to tle ilon is only legabe the appearance. So Rav Yosef Shita is that the oilam
Tachash was a behemoth tahira, and the comparison is only legabe the tseva, the way it appearances. But a behemoth tamei loyim would not be matam boil. A kerd lohuchshel melecha shemayim, only something that's mutal beficha, only something that's kosher.
Comes along Rav and he says, no. Rava Omar, or behemoth tamei metame beoil ameiz mehocha. We know a different makar that or behemoth tamei is taki yes metame beoil.
Aye, if it's metame beoil, that means that Mishkan had tachash, which implies that it was a behemoth tamei. Lohuchshu melecha shemayim only by behemoth tahira. L'chayra, you can't use melecha shemayim on the Mishkan only something that is tahar. That the Gemara is going to ask later on the next Amud, and the Gemara is going to answer why what he uses it for. He uses the din of melech shemayim legabe something else. But the Kaparim Rabbi learns that no, that or behemet tmei is yet metame ba'oil. Where do we know it from? So Gemara mehocha de Tanya, state in the Braisa by nigeb godim. It says an extra ribu. It says oy ba'or. It could have said or. So Gemara oy ba'or. The extra fact that it says an extra base, oy be'or, is ribe, it's come to be marbe, or behemet tmeya. That tumas negoyim applies also by an or of a behemet tmeya. And likewise, v'shaloka biyat koyin, meaning if the nega came about only when it came into the hand of the koyin, meaning that's when before that there was no nega, and when the koyin started looking at it, that's when the nega came about. That's also nisraba. Zok the Mogha, the Braise continues, kotzas mikulon, meaning if he combines and mechaber all the different types of species, tzemer, pishtin, and or, and is mechaber them, but also achaz mehen, and he makes one hide out of it, one beged, minayin, that is metam benegoyim, tam loymar, oy b'chol melechas or. That's called a melechas or. But a kaparim we see clearly from this ribuy of be'or, oy be'or, that it's marba even or of a behemoth tmeya. Now we learn that just like by negoyim, there's a din of ribuy of or behemoth tmeya, so too when it comes to tumas oil. There's a din that oil applies, the tumas oil that you have to be maze shlishi bishvi on the oil itself by a behemoth tmeya too, by or behemoth tmeya too. Just as the tumas oil on the oil itself of behemoth tahira, so state zog drove, not like of Yosef, that there's a ribuy of or behemoth tmeya. This buyer was, he's pushed it and he says that or behemoth tmeya is also metame ba'oil. Frag the Gemara, how can you learn from the goyim to oil him? Just because there's a din of parsing the goyim by an or behemoth tmeya, ikalim ifrach, malan the goyim, shken shesi verev tome behen. The goyim have a special chumrah. You don't need a orug. You don't need a beged. Even shesi ve'erev, even strands that are horizontal and vertical have a din tumah. Tumah shesi ve'erev, the third head is marba. Shesi ve'erev. Masha enkem, when it comes to oil, there's no such thing as shesi and erev. So mechatesa, he is so chumrah that even or behemet tmeya, maybe only where there's a parsh of shesi ve'erev, that chumrah. So over there, we taka say that or behemet tmeya has a parsh of tumas negoyim. Mashenka by tumas oil, or behemet tmeya would not have a parsh of tumas oil. It's not as chumrah. Zok the Gemara, so rather Rav learns it from a different place. El Gomar, he learns it from Shrotzim. Why? By Shuma Shrotzim, it says beheaded Tanya, state in the Braisa. Or it says also in the pasuk over there, v'chol asheyipo, v'chol asheyipoil, olav mehem b'moysom yitma mikol kli eitz oy vegedoy or oy sak. So it says clearly or in that pasuk. So zok the Gemara or ain li el or behemet tahira. That is a parsha of tumas shrotzim that it becomes tomei or behemet tahira from a sheretz or behemet tamei minayin. How do you know that shrotzim ametama or behemet tamei? Talmud loymar oy or the extra oy is marba even or of a behemet tamei. So we're learning out. Tumas, just like Tumas Shrotzim is by Or Behemet Tmeya, so to the din of Tumas Oil, that is Yomar, but the din of Tumas Oil by Or Behemet Tmeya. So tomorrow again, you can be matcha this. V'ikel mifrach, you can be matcha and say no. Malas Shrotzim, shkemetamim bekadosho. There's a special chumra in Shrotzim. Shrotzim are metame even the size of a lentil, of a hadosho. So mele you machme, and we say there's a ribuy of Or Behemet Tmeya. Masha enkein, Tumas Meis. Mace is only sheer kazayas of Drashi. So Mamela, you would not have this chumra that's metama oil even on an or of behemoth tmeya. So the Gemara, on that you say, negoyim yachichu. Because negoyim, it's takanat as chumr that it's metama bekadosha. You need a gris. A gris is larger. Frag the Gemara, v'chozer adin. But the mice and negoyim have their own chumra. That's metama shesi ve'erev. So the Gemara v'chazer adin, loyri zekroi zeh, v'loyri zekroi zeh, each one has its own chumrah. But the common denominator is true. You have a chumra of shesi ve'era by negoyim. True, you have a chumra of adosha by shrotzim. But the common denominator is each one is a pirch on the other. Tzarashove shebehen is or tomei behen. The or behem etmei is tomei by shrotzim and negoyim. So or behem etmei is ka or behem etahir. It's metame. So to just like it's mekabel tuma. Avani ovi oil ameis sheor tomei boy. So the oil ameis would also be metame that you need a hazor gimel bezayin. On the Orbe Behemet Tmeya. Venazab Orbe Behemet Tmeya, Kor Behemet Torah. Frag the Gemara on the Tzarashova, there's still a pircha. Omele Rove mi Barnish, Le Ravashi, Ikele Mifrach. I can still ask a kasha. The question is that Malat Tzarashova Shaben, Shkemetamim Pochas mi Kazayas. Mace is only Metamim of oil, Shir Kazayas. Mashenken Shrotzim, or Negoyim is less than that. True. A gris is larger than a adosha, but the side of gris and side of adosha are smaller than a kazayas. So tumas oil is more chomer. You need a kazayas of a mace to metamba oil. Masha'enke, when it comes to tumas shrotzim and tumas negoyim, it's much smaller sizes. It's adosha or it's a gris. True, gris is larger than adosha, but both of them are smaller than a kazayas. So you won't know legabe tumas oil. Toim b'meis she'en metamba lebe kazayas. And that the Gemara answers, Elo oma rovim mi balnish, tafchuf chesom mit beis, that's going to be the makar that we know that is a tumas oil even by an or of a behemet tmeya. So we have a yisodisik machloikus over here, Rav Yosef and Rava. Rav Yosef holds that no lahuchshu melechah shamayim el or behemet torah and tachash was a behemet torah and there's no such thing as tumas oil on a or behemet tmeya, only on a behemet torah. That was Rav Loz's baya. Rav Yosef held that it's not metameh oil. Meaning the din of Hazaz Gimel Vishvi on the oil itself, and Rava holds no that Or Behemet Tmeya we learn out from which we attempt to learn out from Shrotzim from the Goyim, and the Gemara said there's a loy rizek rizek, but the Gemara is matched and said the common denominator still is more chomer than Tumas Meis, which is Bekazayis versus the other ones which are more chomer. So the Gemara is going to say on the base a different makar why Rava holds that Or Behemet Tmeya is metame boil. We'll stop over here.